With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Photographer Jill Krementz has written more than 20 books, most of them dealing with the concerns of children. Krementz, who says she has always loved children, is a relatively recent mother. She and her husband, Kurt Vonnegut, adopted a daughter who is now 7.
It was a way of incorporating children into my life on a steady basis and dealing with issues I cared about.
Jill Krementz's How It Feels books are the stories and words and photos of real children facing difficult situations. The latest is called How It Feels to Fight for Your Life.
It was the fourth in a series of children dealing with trauma and a life that isn't perfect. It began with how it feels when a parent dies, when a friend of mine died. I went to the funeral and saw her son having a very hard time coping with it.
In How It Feels to Fight for Your Life, 14 young people tell in their own way how they deal with serious disease and disability. Jill Krementz explained to her young subjects that the book was a collaborative effort.
When I approach a child, I tell them that they will get to see the finished chapter. They will get to make any changes they want.
Jill Krementz is also the author of her Very Young series, which is focused on youngsters who have excelled in certain ways. But some of her books are just for fun.
One of my favorite books that I've ever done is called The Fun of Cooking. 19 very young chefs who are just out there preparing a meal, and the pleasure they derive from it is because they're sharing what they've made with the rest of their family or with their friends.
Photojournalist Jill Krementz, her most recent book, How It Feels to Fight for Your Life for Both Children and Adults, is a study of courage, published by Little Brown. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. More than 25 years ago, photojournalist Jill Krementz began taking pictures of the literary great. The photos were gathered in a book called The Writer's Image, and today Krementz laments that 2/3 of the authors in that book are dead.
It's not surprising that someone like Marianne Moore and Edmund Wilson, who lived long and fruitful lives, might die, but when I see Bernie Malamud and John Gardner, Truman Capote, that's really sad.
Jill Krementz is married to novelist Kurt Vonnegut, and while they are both writers, Vonnegut never lets her read his work in progress.
He won't even let his editor read it. He just kind of poops along for 3 years and moans and groans and says this is a terrible way to end his career. Then he hands it in, and the first week out, it's on the bestseller list.
Jill Krementz uses simple photo equipment and says she's not only prepared for the unexpected, but seeks out subjects other photographers ignore. Krementz recalls covering a huge march on Washington years ago, in which she was competing with 23 photographers from Time magazine alone.
I got the cover of Time. I got two inside. I got the cover of the New York Times magazine in color. And I got a double-page spread in Life. And that was because I knew that I would have to get something different, so I went up to Arlington Cemetery because all the other photographers were down at the head of the parade.
Jill Krementz's latest book is How It Feels to Fight for Your Life, and photographs and pictures. 14 children with serious diseases and disabilities describe their fight for survival. Adults and young people alike will be impressed by these stories of courage and hope. Published by Little Brown. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.